2 Corinthians chapter 7. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Receive us. We have wronged no man. We have corrupted no man. We have defrauded no man. I don't say this to condemn you, for I've said before that you are in our hearts to die and live with you. Great is my boldness of speech toward you. Great is my glorying about you. I am filled with comfort. I'm very joyful in all our tribulation. For when we had come into Macedonia, our flesh had no rest, but we were troubled on every side. Outside were fightings, inside were fears. But God, who comforts those who are thrown down, comforted us by the coming of Titus, and not by his coming only, but by the comfort with which he was comforted in you, when he told us your earnest desire, your mourning, your fervent mind toward me, so that I rejoiced the more. For though I made you sorry with a letter, I do not repent, though I did repent, for I perceive that the same letter has made you sorry, though just for a short while. Now I rejoice, not that you were made sorry, but that you sorrowed to repentance, for you were made sorry in a godly way, so you wouldn't be damaged by us in any way. For godly sorrow works repentance to salvation that is not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world works death. For look at this same thing, that you sorrowed in a godly way. What carefulness it worked in you. Yes, what clearing of yourselves. Yes, what indignation. Yes, what fear. Yes, what strong desire. Yes, what zeal. Yes, what revenge. In all things you have approved yourselves to be clear in this matter. So though I wrote to you, I didn't do it because of him that had done the wrong, nor because of the one who was wronged, but so our care for you in the sight of God would be clear to you. Therefore, we were comforted in your comfort, yes, and very much more. We rejoiced for the joy of Titus, because his spirit was refreshed by all of you. For if I boasted anything to him about you, I am not ashamed, but as we spoke all things to you in truth, even so our boasting that I made before Titus is found to be true. And his inward affection is more abundant toward you, while he remembers the obedience of you all, how with fear and trembling you received him. I rejoice therefore that I have confidence in you in all things.